You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right.
Sync clap.
Three, clap. Two, one.
Cool. All right, joining us in 95BFM Studio 3 are the wonderful Club Ruby. How are you guys doing today?
Really good.
Very nice.
Let's go.
All right, how's your day been so far?
Let's see. Today, I started tidying up my room because I am moving.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Just you?
Yes, I'm moving into another flat.
Okay.
Yes.
Epic.
Nice.
All right.
What about you? How you been, Jade?
I had work today.
Oh, yeah.
I celebrated with a pie from Pie Fee.
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah.
Every time it's the start of my work day, I'm like, I need something strong.
What flavor pie?
It was the bacon breakfast.
Ooh.
So it had beans, hash brown, like baked beans. It had bacon, and it's basically all together in a pie.
That
sounds so good.
Oh, that's the place that they had the coffee in the pie, right?
I've
never tried a coffee pie.
Wait, like as in like an actual coffee inside of a pie?
Yeah, literally it's
and
a
then
pie
you eat
crust.
The cup afterwards.
What?
Yeah.
I think they might coat it with chocolate or something to make it a bit more waterproof.
Stop.
We should all try it.
We should. Anyway, now time for the actual topic of the discussion and the reason why you guys are here. You guys are dropping a single tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
Friday the 14th, Valentine's Day.
Called Heartbreak Overtime. Would you like to tell us about it?
Well, it's basically dedicated to all of our exes and all of the relationships that we stayed in way too long that we might as well been paid overtime.
Ooh!
Right.
Because we all have that feeling before, you know.
So what does it mean to be working overtime in a relationship?
To me, it's like, clearly this relationship was destined to fail. Maybe you've even tried to break up a couple times and have been convinced to somehow not break up. And then you're just continuing this stale relationship. One person is probably putting in way more effort than the other person. The other person said they'd change. There's no changes happening. I feel like everyone has to have one of those at least.
I mean, you kind of learn from the relationship though, right? Like you must have had a lesson here and there.
I've had a couple, unfortunately.
JC, have you ever been working overtime in a relationship?
Fuck yes. I feel like my one would be like my second relationship with a girl. Fun fact, I've never dated a boy, by the way. It's only been women.
Yeah, I'd say I've never dated a girl, which is unfortunate for me.
But yeah, no, like in my overtime experience with this girl, she'd always like force me to like hang out and like, it's like a trap, right? You get asked to hang out with her more than your own friends and family.
Yes!
And then the clinginess of behind it kind of makes it feel like a loop, a trap, over and over and over and over for days. There was this one time I didn't even go home.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Right, so this song is supposed to be an anti-Valentine's Day song, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you guys hate Valentine's Day? Or like, what's the deal? What are your thoughts on Valentine's Day?
I think Valentine's Day is a scam by capitalism.
Right?
Period.
Yes!
100%! And I can't imagine the amount of times I was depressed on Valentine's Day because I didn't have a Valentine's, especially when I was younger. Everyone's just starting to couple up. I was like, what's going on? Like, what am I supposed to do? The expectation that I should have some flowers, like, and then my partners, they don't even buy me flowers.
Damn, so even when you do have
what?
A partner. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Okay, hold on, you still have a day to,
I still have a
to
day.
Sort that out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll see how we go. I'm anti-Valentine's Day. I don't want to buy flowers. I can't afford flowers.
Fair
it's not
enough.
My budget.
So no, just go to it. You can, I mean, the dairy sells like
$15
for, like,
ones.
$15, that's a whole...
Or you can just like go to someone's backyard and just like steal like flowers from their garden.
You know what? I do like the
I think that's actually a bigger
you know
show.
What? Makes, you want to know what's crazy? Go, if you go to St. Luke's, there's a plant bed that has magnolias right now. You can even steal one of their monsteras.
Okay.
Maybe just give Jade
Step
a monstera.
One, I need to figure out what a monstera is.
Actually, I don't know what a monstera is.
It's like the big one.
Yeah, it's a big jungle plant.
Okay.
We'll show you later.
Yeah.
Great.
So, is this song trying to appeal to single people as much as people dealing with heartbreak then?
I'd say single people people that are contemplating breaking up with their partners, but also everyone that's related to having an experience like this. I feel like everyone has been in some kind of relationship, whether it's with family, that they feel like they need to end that. We need to cut some members off because
yeah. So not
sometimes
just,
you gotta do that.
So it's not just like a song for lovers, but it's also like dedication to anybody that someone might want to cut off in their life.
Yes, it's like have some damn boundaries. Don't work overtime for anybody. That's what I reckon. Yeah.
Quote and, unquote Jade 2025.
Exactly. Yeah.
And do you have a message to the single people on Valentine's Day who may or may not be listening to Heartbreak Overtime?
Go forage for flowers on Valentine's Day for yourself.
Oh, okay, for yourself. I like that.
Forage?
Yeah.
Forage for all flowers right. For yourself.
Wow.
That's my catchphrase. Yeah.
Buy yourself some flowers. I like that.
Mm. Yeah, like that Miley Cyrus
yes.
track. You can buy yourself flowers. Mm-hmm. We'll go on the same playlist as that.
So does that mean that, sorry if I'm putting you on the spot, Han, but does that mean that you guys won't be doing anything for Valentine's Day tomorrow then?
Well, I assumed we would be playing video games.
Oh, which
yes.
games?
Yes.
What are you guys playing?
So, we're thinking for the first time ever, Club Ruby will live stream on Valentine's Day for our release. I think we're going to ask the public which games we should play. Mm. Things I can think of right now probably will be Project Zomboid we could play, which is like Sims but with zombies.
Yeah.
We could make a server so anybody could join.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Is it free?
No.
Dang.
You know what is free? Marvel Rivals.
We also have been playing Marvel Rivals, which is like Overwatch, but with Marvel characters. I'm not even keeping up with what's happening in Marvel, but I will play Marvel Rivals. Mm-hmm. Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yeah. That's probably really cheap right now.
I love Left 4 Dead.
We can play Left 4 Dead.
Do you know Left 4 Dead?
Yes. Yeah, I played Left 4 Dead 2 quite a bit. Yeah, not the first one, but like
I
Left 4 Dead 2.
I love Left 4 Dead 2. Have you guys played the modded servers yet?
No.
They have creative modes where you can basically play a certain round versus unlimited hordes.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I'm just gonna cut off the video game discussion because we are running out of time a little bit. I saw some other people like checking into the studio to see if it was 3. So, will this song be accompanied by anything? Will there be like an MV going alongside it? Or will it be part of like an EP, like a larger release perhaps?
There will 100% be a music video that's in the works.
Mm.
We're contemplating some kind of event to be announced. And yeah, it will probably be repackaged as well into an EP later on.
Give them the hush hush.
Yes.
Should we cut that out?
Nah.
No, just keep it on the hush hush.
Yeah.
Y'all listeners will keep it on the hush.
And do you guys have any gigs or anything coming up that you'd like to tell us about as well?
Well, I don't know if Grape House wants us to tell anyone yet, but
we will be opening for Grape House.
Ooh.
On March 29th.
I'm excited.
Where?
At Ding Dong Lounge.
I'm all right.
So
keep your eyes peeled for tickets, etc.
Yes. Okay.
So
March 29th, Ding Dong Lounge, Grape House,
so
and Club
excited.
Ruby. We will be there.
I think they're dropping a single as well.
You were there.
Oh. I was, but I forgot. I have goldfish memory. That's why I have JC to help me keep track of everything.
But yeah, no, thank you guys so much for coming in today. And we will see you guys at midnight on Friday the 14th.
We will.
Yes! Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. All right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.